888-528-2858.
The best way to kick off the day. The Mickey Weiler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, I'm just trying to have a little friendly conversation.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Roosters wants to take care of you guys out there. They know that you don't want that unisex craze of the salons. You want your barbershop back. Well, you got it back. You got it back now in a modern flavor. You know, most men out there now, you go to work, you take care of the kids, you do stuff after school, you do, you know, sports teams and dance teams and gymnastics and all. You see, you need to treat yourself, guys. Do yourself a favor. Your lady will notice the difference. And she'll like it and you'll like it. You'll smell better, feel better, look better. Straight razor shave on the old neck back there. Get all cleaned up. It's our great friends at Roosters off of Pelham Road over in Greenville. RoostersMGC.com. This is Reaction Monday in a Tuesday edition. So we talked an awful lot about Clemson. Nothing about South Carolina yet. A little bit about Florida State. A little of the SEC, a little of the national stuff. We got some TV games, some line games coming up. Got some Major League Baseball, any of that stuff. U.S. Open, NASCAR, anything you want to talk about today. We've done it on our Twitter, at Mickey Plotter, at Mr. Orr24. So far, a lot of our texts, we've done that as well. Healthcare text line, 986-1566. And on our Northland Communication phone line, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Delvey, you've been very, very patient, man. Thanks for hanging on so long. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Man, we're blessed. Hope you had a good weekend.
I had a good weekend. I mean, I've been fighting you with Kelly Bryant and the whole Trevor Lawrence thing, but I'm starting to come around on Trevor Lawrence a little bit, but I'm not going to be completely sold until I see what he do this Saturday against Texas A&M.
My guess is, what we saw this past weekend, you'll see some nerves and some jitters. It's his first road game. It's 100,000 people. You'll see a little bit of that, but as the game goes on and as this season goes on, it's pretty doggone clear what's going
to
happen.
I'm starting to come around. But if he shows me something gets tested in there, I might fully come around on the situation. But I heard Zeke Elliott talking about East Carolina. I don't think he needs to call on East Carolina. They coached on the hot seat, too, after they got beat by NC.
Yeah, East Carolina, man.
So I don't think you want to count. I think that's what Hugh Freeze is going to be in next year. Because you know he got a one-year short call. He'll probably be in East Carolina next year, coach.
Yeah. You know what? East Carolina could do a lot worse. Offensive mastermind guy. No doubt about that.
Yeah. And I'm a Yankees fan. Are you telling me we got to root for the Braves to beat the Red Sox?
Yeah, something. It didn't happen, doesn't happen too often. But, yeah, we'll be Braves fans. Yeah. Anybody but the Red Sox, buddy.
Yeah, we got to beat the Red Sox these next two games. But, man, it was a good weekend, man. We all had some upsets. We had two SES teams, sides knocking on the end, too. We had Nichols beat Kansas. They coach definitely going to be gone.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. But, I thought Al State was going to put it out, man. I'm like, they are actually about to do this again. On 11 years ago, they did it on the Big Ten Network. They did it 11 years ago. I thought they were going to do it again.
Yeah, I thought it was 11 years to the date is going to be great. And man, I was pulling for them like crazy. Thought it would have been a great comeback. And, onside kick deal in there and coming from 14 down. They had it right there in hand. I thought he made a mistake by going for it by kicking the field goal, I should say, on 4th and 4. Late in the game. Probably should have gone for that 56-yard field goal. I think he had a better chance of making a fourth down at 4 yards and kicking a 56-yard field goal.
I think the big mistake with me was when the quarterback is at, told him to do it deep. Instead of trying to get the 4 yards, like 4 yards to move the ball up get up close on the field goal. And he went deep and went out of bounds. I think he got like 6 or 7 yards. I think that kid won the game at the end. And, Mick, you talking about a quarterback's impression. What about Jordan Thomas with Ole Miss? Been impressed. I bet they're not missing Shea Patterson out the way he showed in Michigan. Your boy, Jim Harbaugh, thought he had a savior, didn't he?
Yeah, I tell you, Patterson, I didn't think looked great in the Notre Dame-Michigan game. And I thought one of the biggest surprises of the weekend was Ole Miss. This is a team that I thought the offense would be explosive, but you know, when you're holding Texas Tech down to 27 points, I thought it was a big surprise. And our SEC rankings, I've done those for tomorrow. It will reflect it. Ole Miss looked really, really good.
Yeah. And you said something, Mickey. You said you were talking about the offensive line that looked pretty. You said Florida State, of course, Florida State, Miami. And you said Texas A&M, you said they ain't looking pressure against Northwestern State. How do you think Clemson's defense line is chopping it
a bit now? Yeah, if I'm Clemson, I think I feel pretty good about this one because I'm not sure A&M's offensive line can hold up against Clemson.
Yeah.
I feel pretty good about that.
Thanks for taking my call, guys. I'll do you
Thank you, Devin. Appreciate the phone call. You don't have to be dominant on the offensive line, but you need to be good enough to give yourself a chance. And you don't want to have to run all pressure release plays. I mean, at some point in time, your screen game, your draw game, your misdirection game, whatever, that goes away after a while. You got to give yourself a little bit of a chance. You can't get your quarterback hit every play. You have to have some semblance of a running game. That's what we didn't see from Miami. That's what we didn't see from Florida State. And quite frankly, I'd be concerned if I was both of those, majorly concerned moving forward. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I thought that Texas needs to find a way to not schedule Maryland again. I watched that one after the rain delay, the big bad weather delay. You give Maryland a lot of credit, Mr. Orr 24. Here's a program that had the off-season deal, had an interim coach. Boy, Matt Canada looked awfully good, and Maryland with a huge win. You felt good about what happened to their program. Bad about what happens to Texas' program. I got a text or a tweet, I think, from Greenwood Greg about how you still feel great about Tom Herman. Well, yeah, it was a loss. It was a bad loss. I didn't think that Texas would be a top 25 team this year. I'm thinking they're coming, but they got to start winning some games somehow. And you don't lose to Maryland 2 years in a row. Lose bad last year, and lose 2 years in a row. Healthcare text line 986-1566. Thomas from Greenville said, "We're always should be careful about overreacting week one." But Mickey, do you believe Florida State is that bad? Florida State did not look very big. They didn't look very physical. Looked a lot of finesse. I thought their staff looked overmatched. Now, with that said.
Well, black is slimming, to be fair.
Yeah. You get the best uniforms in college football. What are you doing messing with your uniforms?
Oh, those look fantastic last night.
All right. With that said, can you give Justin Fuente some love? What staff?
Bud Foster some love.
Yeah, Bud Foster some love, too. What Fuente messed up by going for it. He should have kicked one of those field goals down there, especially on the goal line there, because that would put you up three scores rather than two scores. And I know testosterone says, got to go. And they weren't getting the ball out from the goal line down there. But, man, you're up by two scores. You kick a field goal. Now you're up by 17 points.
Turns out it doesn't matter.
Didn't matter.
Because Florida State's offense was anemic last night.
A major difference in the game last night that Hugh Freeze and those guys were talking about on that coach's room was that he's in year three of his program. Yeah. Tigers in year one of his program. It showed. The personnel last night showed.
The biggest lie I've ever been told was Cam Akers being a good running back.
And one long run, that was it.
The biggest lie I've ever been told.
Behind that offensive line, what do you do? Now, I'll ask you this, though.
Mm-hmm.
Who had more talent last night, Florida State or Virginia Tech?
More talent?
Mm-hmm.
Virginia Tech looked really talented last night. But you want me to say Florida State? Is that what you want?
Florida State's better at quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
They're better at running back.
Josh Jackson looked good last night. He looked okay.
He looked okay, but Florida State's better there. Receiver's probably pretty close. Defense, I mean, you got Brian Burns and Christmas and Thomas. Wilson. You got some good-looking players on that defense. I thought that Justin Fuente last night – as a road dog, was a spread in that one?
I don't know, but I missed it. Had a rough opening weekend in the Pick'em contest.
I don't even know what I did. Have no idea what I did. I'm sure it wasn't good. Let me go back and look at this just to make sure. He went into Tallahassee last night. All right?
Into Tallahassee.
He went into Tallahassee last night with a less talented team and won by 21 points.
Mm.
I think it was very, very clear to me who got out coached last night. And oftentimes, you know, you go in, you take a knife to a gunfight, and it's tough. Wasn't the case last night. I thought Virginia Tech, despite being the less talented team, won by 3 touchdowns because I think that his staff, Foster included, Fuente's staff looked much better.
You can talk about it being game one for the Taggart regime down at Florida State. I will ask you this question, though. When can you recall seeing a debut of a coach at a new program and it going that poorly?
I can think of one, but
you can.
Tom Herman last year at Texas. They lost. They got crushed by Maryland. Florida State was a 7.5-point favorite last night.
Things look better in year two with Tom Herman right now?
Not right now. Not right now.
Is that really the track you want to follow if you're Florida State? No,
the question was, which head coach had a worse debut?
Yeah.
I don't know. Jeremy Pruitt didn't look good last night on Saturday.
But we didn't expect Jeremy Pruitt to really turn it around right away at Florida State. All right, at Tennessee. It wasn't a overnight fix.
Willie Taggart can still win at Florida State.
You assumed because of the talent that was there and because it's Willie Taggart for some reason that it was going to be good. They were going to be really good this year. And then yesterday happened.
I would say this. I would say that it's too early to overreact and say that Taggart can't win at Florida State because he can win at Florida State.
If I had to ask you how many games they win this year, what would you say right now? Day after. We're talking hours after this game has ended.
One game, you ready?
Quickly. You can run down it.
Yeah, one loss already. Samford.
They're going to get on the board against Samford, right?
At Syracuse.
They could lose that game.
No.
All right.
Northern Illinois.
They could win that game.
At Louisville.
They'll probably win that game.
At Miami.
Louisville got punked this weekend.
Yeah.
At Miami.
Yeah.
They can lose that game.
Right. Wake Forest at home.
They'll beat Wake Forest.
Clemson at home.
They'll get run over if they play like last night.
At NC State.
NC State looked terrible.
Terrible.
They could beat NC State.
At Notre Dame.
Notre Dame's going to kill them.
Boston College at home.
Boston College could beat them.
Florida home.
Florida could beat them.
8-4. You're saying 75 or 6-6. Oy. Don't overreact to it. Look, he can still win down there. He's got to recruit great, and he got to start developing a little bit.
Hey, man, you can't recruit in season. You're not recruiting players to come play this year.
Yeah. I mentioned this on Twitter last night.
Yeah.
This is his ninth season.
You were active on Twitter last
Thank
night.
You. This is his ninth season. How about the one calling me? One guy calling me Brah.
Brah?
Yeah, the one Florida State guy. Anyway, ninth season. He's had one 10-win season at South Florida. He had an 8-win season at South Florida. The rest of his seasons, no more than 7 wins. Oregon and South Florida fans, when you go back and look at it and think about it, they complain about in-game adjustments and about big major coaching decisions. Third and goal last night from the 10. I guess you're thinking 4-down territory, but you run a wildcat with Akers on third and goal at the 10? Did you see that play?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? They look very finesse. You better recruit great because there's been a lot of coaches out there that recruited great and end up unemployed. Talent's not the issue at Florida State. Offensive line, a little bit of style of play. You better get bigger, stronger, tougher. Snap Hook is up next. Northern Communication phone line 654 Roar. Hey, good morning, Snap Hook. How you doing?
I'm doing well, fellas. How are y'all?
Couldn't be better.
Is it just me, but aside from Clemson, did the ACC just kind of look this weekend?
It was
the whole
not
conference, top to bottom.
It was not a great weekend for the ACC. Miami laid an egg. Florida State laid an egg. Now, if Virginia Tech, you feel good about that. Louisville, low expectations. They laid an egg. And NC State didn't look very good. As far as teams looking good, again, Virginia Tech, you know, Boston College, Georgia Tech, inferior opponents. It was not a great weekend for the ACC.
Even the Virginia Tech game, I mean, even Virginia Tech, Mickey, in a lot of ways, man, Florida State gave them that game. I mean,
I was more concerned about Florida State than I was impressed with Virginia Tech.
Yes, exactly. More concerned about Florida State than impressed with Virginia Tech.
Right.
I agree.
Right.
What are the three from our game this weekend? What are the three positive takeaways? And what are three things that we need to work on coming up? And I'll take it off there. Appreciate
it, brother. Thank you, Snap Hook. Appreciate the phone call. Three positives for the game. The freshman, get in on this here, Mr. Or 24. I would say the freshman, the depth, and special teams. Get three positives for me over there. You can say the same three.
The three positives were the freshman, the kicking game. Well, special teams, yeah. And Lynn, yeah, it's the same three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Concerns, punting.
Safety, depth.
Yes, yeah, safety, depth, and offensive line, I guess. Maybe. Maybe.
If you're going to nitpick for the third, yeah.
Right, right. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. KT in Athens, Georgia said, good morning, Mick. After watching you guys play over the weekend, I thought that Clemson's defense is, as advertised, is very powerful, fast, well-coached. Your offense has a lot of playmakers on the edge, and it's better when Lawrence is on the field. Mark my words, Trevor will play 75% of the snaps against A&M. What's your thoughts on UGA? It's apparent to me that Fromm is the man at quarterback, and we have more big play capabilities on offense than we had last year. KT in Athens, I agree with everything you said there. I only watched about half of your game this past weekend, but it looks like to me that you do have more, you're more explosive on offense, that you let Fromm go a little bit more on offense, that with Hardeman, with Robertson, with Cook and Swift, you, and Fields, when he's in there, you do have more big play capabilities. No doubt about that. You totally outmanned Austin Peay. But yeah, Fromm looked very, very efficient. Fields looks athletic. Swift and, I mean, just everywhere he looks. Swift and Holyfield. I mean, it's just everywhere he looked. I don't know. Harrion had a nice little catch and run on the sidelines. It was very good. I thought your linebackers, Gibbs, athletic, Tyson Campbell, freshman corner, athletic, man. I think you're good, and I think you win by more than a touchdown this coming weekend. 654-ROAR. We're getting to take our next break, guys. I promise you, hang on. I'm coming straight back to you. Andrew and Joe and Dave, reaction Monday/Tuesday because we were off yesterday. Could come back for more. I do want to tell you about my friends at Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com. When it comes to building your next building, you can call them at any point in time. They have saved projects. I tell the story all the time about a local a church here that it was a few years ago and they were $1 million over budget and Trail came in and saved their budget. What I can also tell you though is that the people who really truly take advantage of Trail are those that call them in the embryonic stages, those that call him in very, 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 very early in this process. And when they do that, they're able to take full advantage of all the pre-construction services and all the thoughts and save yourself money and time and effort and energy and a lot of headaches in there. Look, it's easy when you do a truck. Don't make building hard. It doesn't have to be hard. The better building process works. The master builder process works. Find out how and why with Trail. It's different at Trail. I promise you, you have a different experience when you build with them. T-R-E-H-E-L.com, 800-319-7000. 1006. More reaction Tuesday after this.
Don Munson here. The Clemson Tigers Network is your home for Tiger calls and your connection directly to Coach Dabo Sweeney. Every Monday night, I get to the heart of Clemson Tiger football with Coach Sweeney, reviewing the previous week's game, looking ahead to the next opponent, and taking your calls. Tiger calls, Monday night at 8 p.m. on the Clemson Tigers Network.
That's Tiger calls every Monday starting at 8 p.m. right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hi friends, Mickey Plowler here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. That's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at StarGraniteInteriors.com. Hi, friends. Mickey Plyler here for Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bozy and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
It's auction time. Saturday, September 8th, Johnny King Auctioneers returns to Anderson, South Carolina at 115 Old Denver Road, selling farm and construction equipment, vehicles, tools, and so much more. A preview will be Friday, September 7th from noon until 5 p.m. Anybody can buy or sell. If you wish to sell, call 554-0929. Visit jkauctions.com for all auction info. That's Johnny King Auctioneers, bringing buyers and sellers together in Anderson on Saturday, September 8th. Go Tigers!
South Carolina homeowners, now is the perfect time to get a home equity line from State Credit Union. With an interest rate of just 2.9% APR for the first year, you can use the equity in your home to finance home improvements, higher education, or to consolidate your debt. And for a limited time, there are no closing costs. For more information, visit our website today at scscu.com/equity. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go. Certain terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Labor Day weekend is here, and the Mattress Outlet wants to celebrate by offering you savings. Our Labor Day mattress sale will start August 31st and run through September 4th. Stop by to see our special pricing and save on a brand new Beautyrest or Serta mattress. Free box spring included for full, queen, and king sizes. August 31st through September 4th, the Labor Day sale at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located right off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HenrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HenrikHondaSC.com. Each week, you have a chance as a Roar listener to help choose the high school game of the week in the Friar-Dixon All-State Poll. Go to WCCPFM.com and vote for the matchup you want us to carry. Brought to you by Clemson alum Friar-Dixon, All-State agent in Clemson.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Everybody get to work.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, I got a woman way over town. That's good to me. Oh, yeah.
Because we have so many people holding, we won't go through the whole beat. But I want to tell you that, well, Blue Ridge Security is now priority one, and priority one is awesome, and priority one is who we believe in and who we love and who we can't get enough of. These guys are awesome. These guys have high tech. If you think about this, it is a national top 25 provider in 18 different states, but locally owned, family operated. We found that out, and we'll find out again with the Tigers for Tatas, and hopefully these guys will get back on board with us. We love this idea. Love these people. The technology is there, the video alarm system, the Total Control app on your phone, the Ring doorbell service. They've got all of these and so much more. Central monitoring, local central monitoring. You're going to love our friends at Priority One. It's PriorityOneSecurity.com for the best in commercial, the best in residential, the best in industrial. Go with the best in the business like we did here, like we do at our homes. It's PriorityOneSecurity.com. It's number one. Priority, the number one, Security.com. I have a full bank of phone calls here. Let's go to our nation's capital where Joe is there now. Hey, good morning, Joe. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Man, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing, man?
Couldn't be better. Hope you're doing well.
I just want to say I watched the game between Alabama and Clemson last year just over the week, and I looked at the game on Saturday, and if Trevor Lawrence gets to play a little bit more, we definitely have a good chance to win a national championship with the guys that we have on the wideouts and the running backs. The offense definitely moves a little bit faster with him under center. Kelly Bryant, I must admit, is a lot better passer. I will admit that. but it's still a night and day between him and Trevor Lawrence as far as delivering the ball. It's no comparison. But, you know, I don't really like a two-quarterback system, but I think eventually Trevor Lawrence will eventually hone the reins of the team because it just moves at another level with him in there, and I just wanted to say that.
Joe, I agree. It does look a little bit different. Again, we had a small sample size, only five drives apiece. But so far, four touchdowns and a field goal for Trevor Lawrence. My thing is, who do you want to be? And I think they want to be wide receiver you. I think they want to get the ball vertically downfield. And if that is the case, as Trevor Lawrence becomes more comfortable, I think we'll see that role change and that I think you'll see his snaps continue to increase. I think that's the case.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. Yep. Cause don't buy receivers, man. Those guys are going to get it, man.
Yeah,
all hungry, man.
Yeah, no doubt about that. It is a big, strong, physical, athletic, fast, quick bunch of. As my buddy always says, frisbee catching dogs, man. These guys are great looking athletes. So, hey, Joe, I appreciate your input, man. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. 654 Roar. Let's go to Dave in Simpsonville. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for getting me in. You know, I thought the weekend was pretty much what we thought it was going to be. You know, it was hotter than three hells. We got to see a good dose of Trevor and Kelly, and you know, they scored. And Furman was just outmanned. It was a good day. It was a good day to see. And I'll tell you what I love was the fact that we did not have a single return yardage. Furman was not able to take the ball upfield on kickoffs. And we had a good many kickoffs. And that is going to be a huge weapon that we haven't seen in years. And possibly a weapon that if we'd have had in 15, we might have won another national championship. So it's good to see this team out on the field and see this thing get started. And I'll ask you this and take it off the air. Were you offended by what Saban said at the beginning of the game when the reporter asked him twice who he's going to start? And his simple answer was, translation, just watch the game. Everybody's going to know in 30 seconds. That should have been enough for her to understand, don't walk down this aisle again. And she did it twice before kickoff. And then she jumps on the guy after the game and said, well, who's going to be your starter next week?
Couldn't disagree more.
And then he blows up.
Couldn't disagree more.
Do you have a problem with that?
No, I couldn't disagree more, Dave. Here's the thing, Dave. Here's why. Because, A, that's her job to ask the questions. B, if you asked every Alabama fan, if you could ask Nick Saban one question this offseason, one question today, one question, it would all be about the quarterbacks. It was the national story. Tua came in, won the national championship. Hurts have been 26-2. It's the one question everybody would ask. On top of that, he gets paid $8-9 million a year, whatever, to answer questions to coach, whatever, but to answer questions about it. He knows it's going to be asked about it. And finally, I'll tell you this. Gentlemen don't talk to ladies that way. And I'm all for, you know, equality and equal rights of letting these things through. And I'm all for it. I don't really believe the stuff about, well, if it was a man, it'd be different. No, I don't care what it is. First of all, you don't treat people the way he treats people. You don't intimidate people the way he intimidates people. All they're doing is asking the question that everybody wants to know. And that's a fair game. You can't bully and intimidate reporters to not ask questions. And men, gentlemen, do not talk to ladies that way.
I'll ask you this.
Yep.
If Trevor Lawrence has the game of the century this weekend and the news reporters start really belaboring Dabo about who's going to start, if he bites back, are we going to give him the same crap about what we're giving Saban?
First of all, he hadn't bitten back. And by the way, what is belaboring? The guys get paid $9 million a year. Who are we belaboring? It's the one thing that everybody wants to know. Guess what? If you're a head football coach and you got two quarterbacks, guess what? The people who get paid to cover you are going to ask you about your quarterbacks. That's not a big shocker. What Nick Saban does, though, Dave, is Nick Saban wants to intimidate the reporter to try to not ask questions anymore about it. Who are you, who's a kid? That's all anybody wants to know.
just understand that when you answer it the first time, you don't have to answer it. You don't have to ask the same question immediately after. Did you watch the game?
Yes.
Did you watch the opening kickoff?
Yes.
Did she not ask the same question twice after he answered? He answered it. He answered it in a nice, polite way.
What do you mean he answered it? In the opening kickoff, he said, you'll see in 30 seconds.
He didn't answer
He didn't answer it either time.
He didn't answer either time. And on top of that, after the game was over, what she asked was, after the game was over, she said to ask, now that you had a chance to watch your quarterbacks, what did you think? Here's the two-part thing there. Number one is, that's a very fair question because now we're evaluating what he just saw. And number two, through the whole thing is that you don't try to – you don't ask the questions yourself. It's the one question that everybody had on their mind. Now that you had a chance to evaluate them, what'd you think of Tua and Jalen Hurts moving forward? That's a very fair question. It's not like he said, hey, what's the game plan next week? It's not like he said, what's going to be the snap total next week? She asked him to evaluate how his quarterback's played moving forward. That's a very fair question.
Yeah. But all I'm asking is, apparently you don't agree with it.
I disagree with you 100% on this.
And that is fine. I, as a fan, who from Monday through Saturday at 12 or 7 or 3:30 or whatever, I don't really need to know, as long as I see who they're going to put out on the field and are able to take care of business. Because at the end of the day, whether Dave Estes knows who's going to be the starting quarterback is irrelevant to the grand scheme of things. Would you not agree with
me? No, Dave. Let's be very clear about this. When you watch college football live, when you go to ESPN.com, when you go to FoxSportsNews.com, when you go to CBS.com, when you go to all the Alabama, the Birmingham News, the Tuscaloosa News, the Mobile Register, when all anybody's talking about there is, you got Tua, he came in the second half, he won the national championship, Jalen Hurts, a two-year starter, 27-2, 26-2, what's it going to look like, what's it going to be? That's all anybody wants to know. And if Maria Taylor would not have asked him the questions, then she's not doing her job. It's the storyline. It'd be like, not asking. Let me see what's going on in the world. I don't even know what's going on in the world today. She wouldn't be doing her job. No, I'm going to try to make another analogy here. She would not be doing her job if she didn't ask about the quarterbacks. That's what Feinbaum's talking about. That's what Herb Street's talking about. That's what all the game day people, that's all anybody's talking about in Alabama, and it's a fascinating deal going on there. Guess what? They've been doing it for years. They're going to continue to doing it, and you're not going to change it, Nick Saban. You're not going to bully people around and not asking that question. I think he's handled it. He could have handled it worse. I think he looked bad, and he apologized for a reason.
Well, in my opinion, when you're looking at, and I look at Belichick in the same light, and I love the way Belichick answers his questions.
I don't.
He just.
Belichick does the same thing.
He answers them. Yes.
He doesn't answer the questions. Yeah. No, he doesn't. He doesn't answer the questions. The question is, who's going to be starting quarterback? You'll find out in a minute. He's not answering the questions, Finally, let me leave you with this, Dave. Let me leave you with this.
Okay.
She didn't say, hey, coach, this is after the game. She didn't say, hey, coach, I wanted to get you to say something bad. Boy, Tua played much better than Jalen. Does this affect the way you feel about Jalen now? She didn't say that. For some reason, we got in our mind now that if you say one good thing about one of these quarterbacks, that means you're saying something negative about the other one. We got this juice box mentality that oh, well, I can't go out and say the other guy played better because that might hurt somebody's feelings. She didn't try. And what he said was, you're trying to get me to say something bad about somebody. No, she didn't say that. What she said was, now that you had a chance to see him play, what's your assessment of your quarterbacks? But for some reason, we look at it as, oh, if I say that Tua played better than Jalen, then that makes me look like that. I don't like Jalen anymore. That's a bunch of crap. And finally, I know this, Dave. I know your son, and I know you didn't raise your son to talk to a female that way and try to intimidate a female by asking a question.
No. Now, let's don't take it into a different realm.
No, a gentleman does not talk to a lady in that fashion. I don't care in any sense. You don't treat people the way Nick Saban treated Maria Taylor and treats all the media. You don't belittle people. Belichick does it too. Remember this. People want to know. There is a demand for information. And so you have to ask questions. These reporters have jobs to do. They've got to report on stories. They're going to ask questions. And the question they're asking is the one question that every Alabama fan wants to know. Dave, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks a lot. I saw a sign this weekend that said, you're never so important that you can mistreat other people. I don't care how much money you make. I don't care who you are. You don't treat people that way. You don't bully people. You don't intimidate people. You don't belittle people. You don't do it that way. Hey, Nick Saban, you need to be glad. You need to feel fortunate that people care enough to ask you the questions. That people care enough to want to know the answers. You don't control that part of it. Got to take a break. I promise you. Fear the Turtle, Jimmy, Chris, Steve, you guys hang on. I'm coming straight back to you. Engineersleep, engineersleep.com. This is Nick Saban's problem. He's cranky. He didn't sleep enough at night. He needs an engineer sleep bed. Go by and see our great friends over at Engineer Sleep off of Congaree Road over in Greenville. These guys have this amazing deal. They had their big Labor Day thing that went on through yesterday, in which they gave away these gift cards and took a certain percentage off of it and dollars off of it. I thought that was awesome. I hope you took advantage of it. If you didn't, they're still making them today. I know they're over there today, and these things don't sit in the warehouse and collect dust, and you don't have that middleman that's collecting all your money. All you do is get a better bed, and you get it at a better price. My bed is awesome. Yours can be, too. Let them custom design a bed for you. Engineered Sleep, engineersleep.com. Short break, more for this.
See them off to the Sweet 16 as Clemson downs Auburn. 84-53 and a no-doubter here in San Diego.
Tiger fans, season tickets are on sale to watch your Clemson men's basketball team for the 2018-19 season. Don't miss your chance to guarantee your seat for each home game by visiting ClemsonTigers.com. Little John Coliseum will be the place to be as the Tigers return four starters off of last year's Sweet 16 team. Get your season tickets today.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson or online at mnlsupply.com.
Do you want bigger biceps? Do you want to increase your bench by 58 pounds in 6 weeks? Protein is not enough. 75 to 90% of your protein is wasted and not used for muscle building. Optinas works genetically to redirect protein to your muscles. Clinical trials showed a 12-time increase in arm size and 3-time increase in lean body mass compared to a placebo. Experience Optinas. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com.
The kick is up, and it's good. Score big during August at the Pendleton Tire Company. Purchase four of the all-new Yokohama Avidesen GT tires and get a $70 rebate by mail. The Yokohama Avidesen GT is designed for shorter, wet braking while still giving you a quiet, comfortable ride. Go see Joey Wellborn or Zach Garrison for complete details. Call them today at 646-3694 or check them out at PendletonTire.com.
Clemson is a very special place. It is where championships are won and leaders are developed. It is where alumni like Friar Dixon have opened their doors to take care of customers. Friar Dixon Allstate is in the heart of Clemson, providing a comprehensive line of insurance for you and your family. He is a third-generation insurance professional and a proud Tiger. See Friar Dixon Allstate at 405 College Avenue next to Mayberry's. Allstate, are you in good hands? Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson?
the Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Thursday's Burger and a Brew. Any one of our delicious burgers and domestic beer for $10. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
It's almost time for the most breathtaking entrance in college football as they run down the hill and the band strikes up Tiger Rag. While you make your plans for another exciting football season with the Tigers, where will you be parking your RV or motorhome this year? How about the brand new Clemson RV park at the Grove? All sites are paved and include full hookup with water, sewer, and 50-amp electrical service. Clemson RV Park at the Grove is a full-service campground just 4 miles from Death Valley with easy access from exits 14 and 19 off I-85. They're golf cart friendly, level sites, and the owners are all seasoned tailgating fans just like you. At just $235 a weekend, these premier sites won't last long. So call Clemson RV Park at the Grove right now at 864-228-2858. You want to be all in at the Clemson RV Park at the Grove, online at clemsonrv.com.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Good morning!
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hey, Prime Lending wants to help you out. It is a great time of year to get in touch with Prime Lending, Mark Hawkins, and his amazing team. They just want to sit down and talk to you, meet with you, and look at your situation. It's never, you know, what interest rate are you paying right now? Could you maybe get a little better interest rate right now? What are your points? What are your terms? You know, maybe you could think about a 15-year mortgage rather than maybe you might be 26, 27, 28 years into it. Maybe you can cut that thing down. Maybe you think about buying a new home. Maybe you think about remodeling a home, adding rooms, adding, you know, converting that basement down there. Let them come in and help you. Add a little pool or a little pool house or something. Let them help you. They'd love to do it. It's the award-winning team, Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Fear the Turtle, man, I felt so good for you guys on Saturday after the offseason, everything you went through. What another great win over Texas you guys had. Congratulations.
Oh, well, thank you. We have more talent than people realize.
You look athletic to me. I thought you looked long. I thought you looked athletic. You had some playmakers on defense, athletic guys on offense everywhere you look at some places. I thought you looked like a pretty good football team.
I thought before the season, before all this happened, that I thought 8 wins was doable. I'm not sold on Michigan or Penn State, and I know that, you know, first impressions, but regardless, just not sold on them. It was a good win. I took Maryland in the points before the season started. I thought that was taking candy from a baby. So, I think 8 wins is doable, Mickey.
Right.
But then who knows after this year. As far as Saban's concerned, everybody and their mother knew that Tagovailoa was going to be the starter this year. I don't think there was any doubt.
Right.
Next time he talks to my future ex-wife like that, me and him going to have a go at it.
Well,
I will personally drive down to Tuscaloosa and beat him like he stole something. All right. So you guys need to pass that on to Feinbaum or whatever. You go right ahead because I want him to know what's in store. Ain't nobody talking to my future ex-wife.
Good stuff, buddy. Good stuff. I appreciate the call.
Hold on for a second.
Yeah, okay.
I don't have the scores, but did Baltimore win last night and did Kansas City win last night?
All right, let me give you, because you're interested in the first pick of the draft. Let me give you the scores from Major League from yesterday. Here we go. Last night you had, you want Baltimore and Kansas City. Let's see. The Orioles. Dun, 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 dun. The Orioles lost 2-1. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yes.
Kansas City won 5-1. Congratulations.
Let me tell you something, all right? I am disappointed that ESPN did not take that Sunday game of Kansas City and Baltimore because it's the biggest game of the year, and they didn't flex it and put it on Sunday night. They must just hate the Orioles. And let me tell you something. The Red Sox and the Yankees, they could learn something from the Orioles because you go into this weekend, you're 2.5 games up, and by Monday, you're 6.5 games up. That's how you finish. That's what champions do. All right, and I'm out.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Baltimore's 54.5 games out in the American League East. Right now, did you realize that? Baltimore's 40-98.
That's how you finish.
They are 54.5 games out of first place.
Woo!
This week, Baltimore will lose their 100th game. Let me get back to the phone calls. Jimmy's been in Spartanburg. Jimmy, I really appreciate you being so patient, man. Hope you're doing well this morning.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Well, as of last night, I don't know what to think about the ACC. So I'm thinking this weekend, does Clemson got to blow Texas A&M out and show that they, you know, we're a diamond amongst the rough? Or
All Clemson has to do is beat Texas A&M this weekend, and Clemson's not concerned about the image of the ACC. You don't have to worry about that at all. Just beat who you play and don't worry about it, because Clemson's not playing for Duke or NC State or North Carolina or Boston College this weekend. They're just trying to beat Clemson. They're trying to beat Texas A&M. They're not carrying a banner for the ACC like the ACC won a big one this weekend. Clemson's trying to beat Texas A&M this weekend.
Florida State looked dreadful.
Yeah, but Virginia Tech looked better than we thought.
They looked a little bit better, but they looked like Virginia Tech of the last few years, kind of not middle of the road, but kind of a decent, solid team.
Yep.
But Florida State just looked just dreadful.
I agree. Miami as well. Florida State and Miami both look bad.
Yeah, maybe we should just throw them out.
Thank you, Jimmy. Appreciate the phone call. Austin is in Anderson. Good morning, Austin. How you doing?
Good, guys. Hey, I'm really glad you know Dave and know his son. I'm not going to attack his character or anything, but, man, how wide the gap is between his thought process and my thought process of Nick Saban and how he handled those questions could not be any farther. Dabo, yes, I am biased as a Clemson fan, but Dabo gets those same questions, and he has handled it very well. In my opinion, I really think Maria Taylor almost kind of set the ball on the tee for Saban to just give the typical, you know, not really going to give you insight question, but handle it respectfully. Like, my first thought when I heard that question was that he was going to say, well, they both look good, so we're going to go from there. Nobody would have thought twice about it after that.
Yeah. But he didn't. Here's what Belichick does it and Saban does it. Kirby Smart does it a little bit, in that if you belittle a reporter enough, then maybe they get too gun-shy to ask a question. If you try to make them sound stupid enough, then maybe they'll stop asking questions. Or if that doesn't work, then bully them and tell them to not ask questions anymore. Don't ask that question. Don't ask them anymore. So those are the two strategies. In the end, and I had a great text from my friend Russ, who writes in, you know, Arnold Palmer was asked a lot of questions throughout his entire career. And he kept his great relationship with the media and the press. He understood the power of the pen. And not only that, but all the fans and all the patients. You know, it's part of your job to respond to fans and to media. It's not the most fun part. It's not why you're there, but you're the spokesperson for it. And I guarantee you this, If American Airlines CEO, if somebody asked him about it and he jumped somebody's butt about it, or if he came up to his fans and didn't treat his fans right or his constituents right or his customers right, probably wouldn't go use American Airlines anymore or McDonald's anymore or whatever it's going to be. Look, you owe it, man. This is just part of your job. Don't belittle them and make them intimidate, ask questions, and then don't try to force them into your little agenda. Just answer the question.
Yeah. Well, I understand being annoyed by the same question multiple times and how many different forms it can come in. But man, I'm glad Maria Taylor, she handled herself well and she didn't really hesitate to ask her next question. I'm sure she was pretty heated on the inside, and I don't follow her on Twitter, but I'm sure she's gotten a lot of love. Hey, I saw a tweet about talking about Miami and Florida State. Somebody's recording, going ahead and setting their DVR for 9 o'clock on the Bravo Network for Miami versus Florida State.
I said Cartoon Network.
Hey, yeah, right. Hey, go Tigers! Let's beat Texas A&M.
Thank you, Austin. Appreciate the phone call. 654-7627. Pac-10, Jim. Thanks for calling in, man. How you doing?
Well, let's just put it this way. After work today, I have to go get therapy, man.
Oh. You had every chance in the world on Saturday. By the way, how's the new stadium and how was the atmosphere and how were people treat you? How did all the fans treat you?
The atmosphere was fabulous. We had an awesome time. The fans were great. Auburn fans were great to us. We were surrounded by Auburn fans, and let me tell you, it was an emotional roller coaster. My buddy looked at me at halftime, and he made the comment. He said, how are we only down 13-15? And we should be down by way more than this,
Yeah.
And so we were just trying to analyze that game, and I was wondering if it was a defensive battle. I think both teams got great defenses, no doubt. But Browning, to me, I think he was the it factor in this. They kind of collapsed on that last drive. I thought they should have called a timeout, regrouped, and stick it in the end zone. I mean, they were moving the ball down. I thought Browning threw the ball deep very nicely.
Yeah.
Me and Walt go back and forth about that, and that was his big, issue with him. But, at the end of the day, it is what it is. It's going to be a kind of a long season now, a little bit different perspective. We've got to dig ourselves out of this thing. But it was I think Auburn's a good SEC team, and I think we came in there and really was more of a home game for them, But that's no excuse because Jake Browning's in his fourth year. He's in his fourth year. There's no reason why he should be able to handle those situations. The opening drive, three and out, boom, throws the pick. We were down in the red zone three times, missed two field goals, and then turned it over. I mean, we couldn't execute that little pitch play. So it definitely was maddening. But anyway, I just want to say a couple things. The ACC, man, I agree with those other callers there about the strength of this conference, man. I mean, it's the SEC is looking really good this year, so far from what I can see after the first week, But I'll take your comments off the air. Just wanted to let you know that we had a great time. Fans were great, and appreciate you guys.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. You got intimidated early. It was such a huge crowd. Auburn came out just smoking, and it was a it was a blitzkrieg right there at first. You got ambushed, is what I'm trying to say right there at first. You withheld that and withheld the emotional part of it. I thought you looked like the better team through part of it. In the end, a couple factors. The red zone, both teams got the ball and got down the red zone but couldn't come away with any points. So it's not like it was – I mean, there were over 800 yards of offense in the game. It's not like that there were, two great defenses that were going at it. The red zone defenses were good, but a lot of that was your offenses not playing well in the red zone. Washington's two turnovers certainly hurt. What's the biggest part of the game for me, Mr. Orr, 24 in that game? Did you get a chance to watch any of that game, Auburn and Washington?
I got a chance to watch a little bit of it, yeah.
22 penalties for over 200 yards.
A lot of penalties.
There were major penalties and back-breaking penalties on both sides.
Sloppy.
I thought the referees were among the biggest factors in this game. How about the non-targeting call on the Auburn guy through it all? You walked into a hornet's nest, and you had every opportunity to win. If you won that one, you feel great about yourself. You don't. Everybody's talking about Stidham now. I'm not sold on Stidham. Some of the decision-making, he holds on the ball too long. I didn't come away thinking either team was any better than I thought going into it.
I was impressed with Auburn's defensive line.
Yes, I was. And impressed with some of the Washington's defense as well. But Auburn's defensive line still, through it all, gave up 400 yards of offense. And they looked good in red zone, but I think that's, Washington didn't look great in the red zone. Anyway. All right, we'll look forward to come back in our third and final hour of the show. Harbin Lumber, remember the number 353-5053. Let Harbin Lumber come in, your full-service lumber company. If you're building your own home, if you're subbing stuff out, if you're remodeling and subbing stuff out, then they've got a finance department there that can help you out with everything. Every single delivery is going to be in full on time every single time. I love Harbin Lumber. For 100 years, this full service lumber yard has just been taking care of the upstate of South Carolina for more than 100 years now. Let them do the same for you. They want to earn your business. It is our great friends at Harbin Lumber. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number 353-5053. HarbinLumber.com. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number 353-5053. Biggie games, TV games, Clemson 12.5-point favorite at A&M, Georgia a 9.5-point favorite against South Carolina. It heats up. No doubt about that, it heats up. Finally, Clemson gets a junior offensive line commitment from Georgia, John Williams. We'll ask Paul Strelo about that coming up. And when we join with him in a couple of days, about the most recent one now. And also, Luke Hill did not commit to Clemson this weekend. He didn't commit. He had his game was postponed, so he did not do any commitments from the weekend. So we'll ask Paul Strelo about both those guys, the 2020 class, when he joins us on Thursday. Don't forget, we're also going to be at Chick-fil-A of Clemson this week. So looking forward to seeing everybody out that way. Love for you to return with Zach Orr on Mickey Plyler, hour number